Despite the grumblings of my very cranky cab driver last night, New York City shut down its Midtown section as a cherished New York ritual took place, the annual lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
I don't know about you, Allie, but, you know, the holiday season does not start for me until Josh Groban, who we heard earlier, tells me it's Christmas time with his beautiful, beautiful pipes.
But, you know, this being a hyper-competitive New York, we don't have just one major Christmas tree lighting ceremony. No, there are at least three. One for each of the major TV networks to cover.
All right. While the Rockefeller Center tree is technically the biggest in size, it's 88 feet tall and in hype. It's not the best Christmas tree, okay? Our completely biased judgment gives that honor to the 50-foot balsam fir right outside our very doors here in Bryant Park. That one was lit up on Tuesday night. The local CBS affiliate carried the event.
And the ABC affiliate covered the lighting of the Lincoln Center tree on Monday. That one, a 50-foot blue spruce.
And did you know the White House has a tree?
So does the Capitol.
And, of course, so do hundreds of towns and cities all across the country.
And, of course, a lot of them don't call it a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree or something like that. Because, you know, that Bill O'Reilly gets all fired up, something about a war on Christmas. Has that started yet?
Oh, yes. It's a quagmire, the war on Christmas. No exit strategy. He says it's political correctness run amok. There is one small detail, of course. Christmas trees aren't really a Christian tradition.
Most historians trace the tree back to the pre-Christian days of Europe when pagans would worship a tree around the winter solstice.
Believe me, I know all about this. The pagan origins of the Christmas tree is exactly why my very, very fundamentalist family did not even have a tree when I was a kid, Allie, which was the definition of a Charlie Brown Christmas for the young Luke Burbank growing up in Seattle. But this is why now as an adult I'm kind of obsessed about getting a tree and doing it all up every year.
Well, our listeners, we want you to see your traditions. That's what it says.
Traditions.
There you go. Introducing the first ever Bryant Park Project Christmas tree photo album, because we've never actually been on during Christmas before. Right. So send us pictures of your tree. Tell us why it's special. We'll put them on our blog. Remember, we want to know scale, people. We know if that Christmas tree is on your desk and you just got really close to it with a camera.
By the way, it could be the fakiest fake snow-covered plastic tree ever. I think that's called flocking. Or it could be something alive that you've dressed up in your yard, whatever. Email us a picture at Bryant Park to our email address, which is bryantpark@npr.org. And Allison, here's an early Christmas present for you. More Josh Groban.
You gotta do better for Hanukkah, Burbank. Much better for Hanukkah.